following podcast is edited from the live Voices of Montana program, Montana's original statewide radio talk show that's heard Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Contact your local radio station if you'd like to hear the program live in your area and it's currently not available. The show is also streamed live on voicesofmontana.com. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program, inviting you to contact us with comments or show ideas. The email address is studio@voicesofmontana.com. Veterans Week. Officially, Veterans Day is Wednesday, but we'll be taking time out this week to talk about a multitude of veterans' issues, among other things. There's still lots to talk about here, but we're going to focus a bit on veterans. Today, their experiences that can change the world or change a single lifetime in so many ways. But there's a special hiring event tomorrow, so we'll talk about the growing number of veteran-owned businesses today, veterans in the workforce, and how to take advantage of their unique skills. And then later on, getting back to civilian life. Man, that's not a walk in the park. That and more here today on Voices of Montana.
It's time for the fastest hour in radio. From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz. Call in today at 866-627-5483 or text a comment or question to 781-627-5483. Now, here's your host, wide awake and fully rested. God, you're just shiny. It's Tom Schultz.
Yeah, really? I don't feel that way. It was one heck of a weekend. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Whiplash.
How about you got new glasses, Josh? Is that right?
No, I'm just wearing my glasses because I'm sick.
Yeah. Hey, welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here. Josh Rath, our most excellent in-studio engineer. Today, we'll be talking about veterans. Today, it's going to be, a bit later on. There's a gentleman named Blake Furman, and he's a former Army Ranger and a veteran, obviously, and the founder of something called the Veterans Navigation Network. And really, click on a link there. Again, it's the Veterans Navigation Network, and you'll hear him talk about this was born out of the challenges that he faced while transitioning to civilian life. Because, when you're in the field or in the military, it's pretty high stress, a lot of high adrenaline. And then outside of that, when you get back into civilian life, it's a transition, okay? And so we'll talk about that transition a bit later on. But I got a friend named Dustin Frost, who's director of the Veterans Business Outreach Center, which is part of the USBA, SBA, I should say, but that's the Small Business Administration. It also, I think, resides within the Big Sky Economic Development Organization. He is joining us here today to talk about this best practices for hiring veterans, which is going on tomorrow. And good morning, Dustin. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. You've got a guest there as well named Susan Schald, who's the chapter president for the Yellowstone Valley chapter of the Society for Human Resources Management. It's a mouthful, but SHRM is that acronym. And welcome, Susan. How are you doing?
Thank you. Good morning. Great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. Dustin, let's just kick off. I mean, we'll talk about more veterans businesses a bit later on, but you've got something going on tomorrow that people can take advantage of here, and to just launch into it.
Yeah. So, Tom, our organizations are searching for and want high-performing talent. They want the best of the best, and it's my view, and I think so many people are beginning to realize this, that veterans and military spouses are a right answer for that. And as you talked about, that transition out of the military can be a struggle. But there are 200,000 service members that leave the military every single year. And so this event tomorrow, entirely remote, you can participate through Zoom. We'll be starting at 9 a.m., go to BigSkyEconomicDevelopment.org. We're going to be talking about how do you attract, how do you retain veteran talent and military spouse talent in your organization.
Susan, you're sponsoring this, you might have to tell us what the Society for Human Resource Management does. I know, as I look it up here, you represent about 300,000 members of HR professional development. It's that kind of organization. But why are you sponsoring this?
Absolutely. We really believe that in terms of attracting talent, that, again, we want the best, But we also want everybody to be able to have this education. There's a little fact that only about 1% of people actually are veterans, right? 1% of the people are in the military. So that means most of us are getting our information about a veteran from TV, from a movie, from somebody else telling us a story, right? And so part of what I think about tomorrow is about really coming to get educated on who these people are. When I hear people talk about, you know, what a veteran brings to the table, I hear things like hardworking, loyal team player, detail-oriented, handle stress well, think on their feet. And when I think about also wanting a very diverse population for all of our organizations, you couldn't have a more diverse pool than thinking about that veteran population. So, you know, the Society for Human Resource Management, we are all about helping to elevate, right, elevate our organizations through acquiring talent that's fabulous. And that's a piece of it, a big piece.
Dustin, why do employers need this kind of seminar?
I think, Tom, because we're missing the boat a little bit, right? So 80% of new hires in this country are made based on a network, right? I know somebody who knows somebody, then they hire me. And so 80% of hires never go public. They're not on LinkedIn. They're not on Indeed, any of those websites. Half of service members, when they get out of the military, they move to a community that they're not from. So they don't have a network. And so legitimately, we're not even opening up 80% of jobs to veterans and service members. So we are just missing the boat. And I think this event is going to be a great opportunity to learn about that. And how is it that we can open up that pool a little more? And frankly, not just for serving veterans, right? This isn't just about a charity thing. This is about making our organization stronger. And in my view as well, making our community stronger. We have a high percentage of our population has served in the military in the state of Montana. I think we need more, and I'm looking forward to doing that tomorrow. And I also think from the conversation about not just veterans, but their spouses as well, and the highly educated individuals who are spouses of service members who are not getting access to jobs. Prior to COVID, they had something like 25% unemployment rate amongst military spouses. So again, we're missing the boat.
You know, we're going to take a break and expand this conversation. We come on back. Best practices for hiring veterans immediately on the docket. A bit later on, we'll also learn about managing veterans. Maybe there's particular needs that arise with that as well. So back with more Voices of Montana in just a bit. But later on, Blake Furman will join us, a former Army Ranger, a veteran, and a founder of something called the Veterans Navigation Network to help veterans transition to civilian life. Today we're talking about veterans in the workforce. 1 in 10 businesses is owned by a veteran nationally, and that's sort of interesting. In Montana, that's about 1,200, make that 12,000 folks. 1 in 10 businesses owned by a veteran. So whether you realize it or not, people in the military transition to civilian life and maybe providing your services. Dustin Frost is with us, director of the Veterans Business Outreach Center. It's part of the SBA. And also with us here is Susan Schald, chapter president for the Yellowstone Valley chapter of the Society for Human Resources Management. Susan, I know that your time is going to be limited here, and we get another breakup coming here at 20, but I wanted to ask you, you talked about what does a veteran bring to your workforce. Are there special considerations that you might want to have, or just some flexibility for veterans to help them transition to the workforce?
You bet. In fact, one of the wonderful things about SHRM is we've actually developed an entire curriculum. And we did it through really the National SHRM Foundation, so shrmfoundation.org. There's a free curriculum that people can go through. And when I say people, I'm talking about business owners. If you're a one-man, one-woman shop, if you've got 15, if you've got 2,500, you can actually go through this education and become certified, right? So that you can then put that up on your website, you can put up on your LinkedIn profile, that you are somebody that is open to having conversations with veterans. And the reason this is important is I think sometimes, as Dustin mentioned, you know, veterans aren't sure where to go next, right? They've moved to a new community, they don't know the people that are there, and they're looking for those veteran-friendly organizations to be able to have some conversations with to start with. And so I think in my work, I actually have spent most of my career as the director of talent acquisition for a very large organization, and I would look for people that had top secret security clearances. So the other thing I think about, an advantage that some of these skills that veterans bring to the table, they may not even understand how valuable that is to somebody like me and the organization I worked for. I worked for Gallup for the last 24 years, and we did a lot of government contracting work, right? And so that top secret security clearance and what it takes to get that, and just the value of that person and what they bring to the table in terms of stability, reliability, credibility, very important.
Dustin, do veterans have a rough time getting hired?
So I think I'm not going to put everybody in the same box. Yeah. I think that's an important thing that we're going to learn tomorrow as well, that we all like try to put people into a box, right? And say that, oh, veterans must have problems with PTSD, then that's the case. And certainly those things are there and they exist. But I think that really the piece that I have learned in this role is that veterans are having problems in this transition. And it makes sense, right? When I go from being a part of an organization where I have a cause bigger than myself that I am serving in, I am next to a person, in many cases, that I call my brother or sister, who literally would be willing to die for me. And then I leave the military and I go into just get a job, a punch a clock kind of job. Man, that's a big change in life, right? And so I think some of that is just beginning to understand that. And understand that we're living in a time right now that frankly is unprecedented in the history of our military. We've been at war for almost 20 years. There are service members, those individuals who are retiring right now from the military, so spent 20 years in, they've literally been at war for 20 years.
You know, I think
that's
a very, very unique situation that we're in right now, because a lot of these veterans have experience overseas. We got to come on back after this break and talk more. Dustin Frost is with us, Susan Schall, back with more Voices in a bit. Want to make sure that we get a chance to talk about some of those guests tomorrow. Best practices for hiring veterans. Give you that information. It's a Zoom link here. You can find out more information through the Veterans Business Outreach Center. That's VBOC. Region8.com, or you can click on to the Big Sky Economic Development website. Dustin Frost is with us. He's director of the Veterans Business Outreach Center. And also Susan Schall, chapter president for the Yellowstone Valley chapter of, calls it SHRM. I didn't know that, but it's the Society for Human Resource Management. And thank you both for being here. Susan, again, like I said, I know you got to go. And Dustin, I want to have you kind of finish up your thought before we went to break, as you're talking about, and then Susan comment on that. 20 years at war. That means a lot of our veterans have this combat experience. And that seems to be a bit of a unique dynamic that we haven't necessarily had in this country. How does that affect the veterans and businesses and maybe the businesses that they want to get into, Dustin?
So I think especially today, that means that these are individuals that are some of the highest performing, most impressive people on the planet, right? And I think in this time, as we recover from a pandemic and our economy is going to be recovering from a recession, we need people that are resilient, that understand how to overcome challenges. And so I think it means that these individuals that are serving right now in the military, as they get out, man, we need to attract them into our communities to lead, to help lead this recovery.
How does that play out for you, Susan? Or what have you seen, that unique dynamic about combat experience for most of our veterans now?
Yeah, they show up. Everybody wants to partner with them. They never let anybody down. They are a trusted advisor. We know they're going to be straight shooters, right? You're not going to get something that is made up. Those are all, advantages to hiring these folks. And they really want to be part of a family. And what organization doesn't want people working for them that, that is 100% committed? In fact, I would tell you every veteran I've met, they would never tell you they just give 100%. I mean, it's all about 120% because that's what they've been taught.
Dustin, I want to give you a chance to talk about this, how people can access this. We've got other things to kind of move on to a bit later on here, too. But best practices for hiring veterans. You got a couple of, more than just a couple of high-level guests there.
Yeah, impressive. So our keynote speaker, Greg Putnam, he's a former Navy SEAL who recently transitioned and living in Bozeman, Montana, actually has had an impressive career after leaving the Navy. But I think he's going to talk about his challenges with transition as well, right? So I think this is important. This is not just, not just the private who's served 4 years that is having problems in transition. These are high-performing people that are also seeing challenges. And so I think he's going to tell his story. We also have Anne-Marie Craig from the Commit Foundation, which is a national nonprofit doing amazing things for veterans in transition, also based out of Bozeman. Rhonda Wakefield, who is with SHRM and does the SHRM veteran-friendly training. She'll be there. And then the other piece that I think is going to be unique to this training is Liza Rodewald with Instant Teams. She herself is a military spouse. Her husband is in the Army. She has a startup company that is working with military spouse remote talent. And so it's an awesome opportunity to both learn from somebody that's doing remote talent attraction, but then also connecting with these impressive military spouses as well.
Susan, you're one of the sponsors of this with SHRM. What are you hoping? What kind of questions should potential employers bring to this, and what kind of answers do you think that they'll get out of this?
You know, I think they're going to get just a lot of great information. One, I kind of mentioned earlier that only about 1% of the population in the United States has actually worked in the military. They're veterans, right? So you've got 99% of us that are getting our information from a movie, from a TV show. And I think that the education about what these veterans bring, hearing it firsthand, you know, we can read a book, we can do a training, but hearing it firsthand from these people is so valuable. The other thing I think about, we talked about kind of the spouses and the unemployment rate being very high, 25% pre-COVID, as much as 32% post-COVID, but they're also underutilized, right? There's this whole notion of them having to take a job that doesn't maximize their gifts and their talents. And I think just understanding that now that we can hire people in a remote situation, in Montana, a lot of the state, right, is very remote. Think about the attraction of people that want to be in this beautiful state and that now could work for big companies all over the world right here. So I think there's just some great education. The other thing I think is, and I hope that if people value the education they get tomorrow, that they will continue to seek out this information. Yellowstone Valley SHRM is offering programming on a monthly basis. And our mission is to really elevate the world of HR through this kind of education. And so we welcome people to jump on and really become a part of those regular meetings as well.
Thank you so much for that. Appreciate that. Thanks for sponsoring this. And we'll talk to you down the road, Susan.
Thank you.
And Dustin, I know you're hanging on here because you've got a friend you want to introduce. And as I kind of looked into it, too, I think Blake has an interesting story and a solution for a lot of veterans who are looking to transition to civilian life. I got a few more questions for you, too, about veterans' businesses. So we'll be back with Dustin Frost here in just a bit. Over 17 million veterans in the United States, 1 in 10 in our beautiful state here. Welcome back to Voices of Montana. I'm Tom Schultz. Dustin Frost is with us, director of the Veterans Business Outreach Center through the SBA. That is VBOC Region 8. com, and 8 is the number. Dustin, thank you for being here. I I'm going to have you introduce your friend and our next guest here, Blake Furman. But I also wanted to say this. We often say, and to both of you, Blake, welcome. We say thank you for your service. Dustin, I know you're a military person, Blake as well. But I read somewhere recently that we need to take that from this civilian standpoint to another level. What are your thoughts on that, Dustin?
Yeah, I think so. One of our guests actually at our event tomorrow Anne-Marie Craig says over and over again, that it's time for us to go beyond thank you for your service. And really, I think that first step is let's just open our ears and listen and begin to understand the stories of veterans. Begin to understand this transition story and why it is that it's a struggle and what we can do to be more inclusive in our communities. And whether that's that you're hiring somebody or, frankly, if you're working at a bank and a veteran is coming in the door, that you begin to understand the individuals that are coming to you and begin to go beyond just that, which is great. I'm not saying that it's bad that we're saying right. Thank you for your service, and certainly we need to say thank you, especially for an individual like Blake that has served at the levels that he has and done the things that he has done. But I think that it's time for us to go beyond that.
Hey, Blake, welcome. How's it going, sir?
Good, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Hanging in there. Appreciate you being here. Army Ranger for 4 years, 3 deployments in Afghanistan. I understand after a parachuting injury, you got out of the military and had some difficulty transitioning to civilian life, so you began this Veterans Navigation Network. Why don't you tell us about VNN first, and then we'll talk about why that works and why it was founded.
Yeah, sounds good. So Veterans Navigation Network is actually born out of my own transition out of the military service, and it's basically a mentorship program that's available for veterans where they can just kind of link up with another veteran, somebody who's been there, and transitioned out of the military as well, maybe have faced some of the same challenges that they had faced. And then within that, we have this steady person that is there step-by-step with the veteran who's able to direct them to resources in the community that may be available, whether that's nonprofits or veteran affairs or what have you, that's already available in the community. And that mentor is just kind of there by their side, helping them navigate all those issues that they may face when they transition.
Yeah, Dustin, you know, go ahead. No.
Oh, I was going to say it's just for any veteran, you know, whether you served, you know, in a combat zone, whether you never deployed, because every veteran, regardless, has signed that dotted line and, you know, volunteered to serve their country. So we want to make sure that all of them are getting the help that they need or we're available for them to help other veterans as well. So.
You know, we're going to come back and take more time and talk about this and then talk about the necessity of it. As you had talked about, I saw a quick video. The military, very much a high stress, high adrenaline environment. And then you transition to civilian life and it's not the same. And there are difficulties that can be encountered there. So we'll talk about that with Blake Furman, former Army Ranger and founder of Veterans Navigation Network. Dustin Frost is with us here as well, Veterans Business Outreach Center. Back with more Voices in just a bit.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
You're listening to a podcast from the live Voices of Montana radio show. Be sure to check out the full podcast page at voicesofmontana.com for a full listing of all our programs. We've been covering Montana issues for more than 20 years. Thanks for listening today.
The fastest hour in Montana radio continues. Call 1-866-627-5483 and join Montana's statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana, with Tom Schultz.
Tomorrow we'll be talking with members of the Elks Foundation and all that they are doing for veterans across Montana. Wednesday, I'm lining up Lonnie Bell. He is a veteran, Battle of the Midway, goes back to World War II. Yeah, he served, it was maybe 3 weeks or so after the actual bombing of Pearl Harbor that Lonnie Bell was assigned to Pearl Harbor. Of course, he's got a relationship with Northern Broadcasting System. The Lonnie Bell Show appeared for ages next door on KGHL, which is our affiliate here in Billings, and Country Music Broadcaster Hall of Fame, and a veteran and a guy who can tell a story, too. So we're lining that up for Wednesday. We talk about veterans here today. Dustin Frost is with us. This is more of a On the business side of things, he's the director for the Veterans Business Outreach Center. Talked about their best practices for hiring veterans program, which is tomorrow. You can just go online and search it. You should be able to find it, come up relatively easy with it. Now, we just met Blake Furiman, Army Ranger veteran and founder of the Veterans Navigation Network. And Blake, I appreciate you both being here. Thank you very much. Dustin, I wanted to have you talk about Blake a little bit because in your position as, you know, with the Veterans Business Outreach Center, having a gentleman like Blake and his network, the Veterans Navigation Network, is probably an asset to you.
Absolutely. So, right. In fact, I was just double checked on my phone as we were in the break. There are 45,000 veteran serving nonprofits in this country, which is amazing. That is so awesome that people are caring about veterans in that regard. But it's a challenge for a transitioning service member. I get out of the military and I might need some help in my transition, whatever that looks like. But which one do I go to? That's overwhelming. And so I think the power of having Blake in our community and the Veterans Navigation Network and these mentors is how about I just go to my mentor who's done transition, who understands what's available, who can listen to my story and then connect me with the right resource. And there are tons of those right here in Billings and throughout Montana that are doing really great stuff for veterans. And so, it's invaluable. If somebody's starting a business, you know, they go to Blake's group first, a veteran looking to start a business, and then he can connect them with me. So incredibly valuable.
Blake, when folks ask you about your experiences in Afghanistan, three deployments there, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Definitely the friends that didn't come back, you know, that comes back to mind, probably first and foremost. But also just, all those who didn't, you know, all those veterans who, you know, aren't even willing to tell people they're veterans because, whatever their situation may be, you know, just knowing, maybe a little bit of guilt even that, they're not getting recognized and I am. So, you know, a few different things, mixed emotions for sure.
Were you prepared for what you were going to see there?
I don't think anything can prepare somebody for, you know, even the training that we got in the Ranger Regiment, you know, some of the highest tier training available in the military doesn't prepare you to lose one of your brothers in arms.
Yeah. How dangerous was it for you, Blake?
Definitely a pretty dangerous deployment, especially my first one, you know, one of the most bloody deployments that our battalion had ever seen in its history. So pretty dangerous for sure.
Coming out of that, then, you had talked about the high stress, the high adrenaline environment, and then you realized that you were having trouble transitioning. Talk about that experience.
Yeah, so, you know, it's different for every veteran. For my specific case, you know, I got home, moved back home to Wyoming, where I'm originally from, had a great support network of family members, but, you know, they had never experienced what I had experienced in the military, you know. They'd never seen anybody get shot. They'd never, you know, there's just a lot of things they hadn't experienced that I did. And so even though they wanted to be supportive, you know, they didn't necessarily know how. And so that was pretty tough. And then, you know, you have that adrenaline rush where either you're jumping out of a plane or you're, you know, going to combat or whatever it may be, you know, even other things in the military can provide that rush. But you go from that to nothing. And, you know, a lot of times veterans will try to fill that with something else, or at least I did. And, you know, for me, that was, maybe some alcohol to try to numb the pain of losing my friends and, possibly some gambling issues as well. So, you know, other issues that just kept coming up and up and up until I was able to finally link up with my own mentor and, you know, have somebody guide me along the way.
I was going to ask, what brought you out of that? What was the day or the moment or a realization that, you know, hey, I'm turning to other means. This may not be so healthy. What was the impetus there, Blake?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that it was ever this one moment that just turned my life around, but, you know, I was married, you know, had a wife to support and, you know, just failing, you know, failing somebody like in the Ranger Regiment, we didn't fail like that. Just wasn't an option. And so here I am out of the military, lucky cause I made it. But you know, failing on a daily basis and, or at least that's how I felt. And, so I had that feeling and that kind of pushed me more into that depression or, you know, cycle. But, you know, finally it was just this kind of do or die point. And, you know, it wasn't to the point where that was literal, but it was probably getting close for me as it is for many veterans. And, I finally decided to do. And so I reached out to another veteran for help and, you know, they were able to guide me and kind of direct me and help me find resources to help myself. And, was able to turn things around.
That's Blake Ferriman. He's a former Army Ranger or Ranger veteran and founder of the Veterans Navigation Network. Dustin, I'm going to move it over to you just a little bit, maybe if you want to comment off of that, Veterans Business Outreach Center. And I see here that veterans are 45% more likely than those without prior military service to be self-employed. And so you kind of see maybe that's one way that you're dealing with some of this high stress, becoming self-employed. But generally, if businesses are successful, you might be self-employed for 6 months and then you're hiring people and then you're hiring people. And so that dynamic changes as well.
Yeah. I mean, business ownership is a right answer for so many veterans. And actually, many veterans are getting into business and I mean, are succeeding at high levels. In fact, in Montana, we see that over and over and over again, the number of military spouse owned and veteran owned businesses that are doing impressive things in our communities. And so it's incredibly valuable. But I think also there are some challenges for veterans that are looking to start businesses. After World War II, half of veterans started a small business. After Vietnam, it was about a third. With the post 9/11 generation of veterans, it's less than 5% are starting businesses. And so I think actually the piece that Blake talked about is connecting is absolutely the right answer. It's my job and my hope that veterans that are even thinking about business ownership, that they reach out for help, that they get connected with resources, that they connect with organizations like Bunker Labs out of Bozeman, which we're holding an event on Thursday. With them, a virtual networking event. So again, check out BigSkyEconomicDevelopment.org for links to that event as well. And I think that's the key. It's not just connecting with me and maybe government-run programs that are helping them, but it's connecting with other veterans, successful veterans that have done transition, that have connected with business ownership opportunities, and that absolutely is the right answer.
Blake, how much does it help a veteran to get back to work or get into the right place or start their own business? I bet you see that from your position there with the Veterans Navigation Network.
Yeah, basically giving them some control back over their life is immensely powerful. But, you know, you have all these challenges, whether it's challenges starting self-employment or with your employer, you know, getting hired even. And I think a lot of that's due to some misconceptions about veterans that we're all, you know, this, you know, Sylvester Stallone out of Rambo. Like,
right.
We're in that situation where we're having flashbacks. And, you know, a lot of it's not necessarily that. And for a lot of veterans, you know, they may not have any issues at all. And I think that regardless, though, of their story, just being employed again is immensely powerful. You know, having a mission again, you know, that's what's lacking a lot of time when they get out of the service is they've lost their mission and you give them that mission again and boy, watch out because they're going to accomplish it.
I like how you put that. Blake Ferriman is with us, Dustin Frost as well. We'll take a break and come on back here today as we talk about our veterans, celebrate our veterans, but also get into some of the issues and some of the challenges that they are facing. Talking about resources and mentorship today here on Voices of Montana. It's Veterans Week. Dustin Frost is with us, director of the Veterans Business Outreach Center. That's the resources side of things. Blake Ferriman an Army Ranger veteran and founder of Veterans Navigation Network. That's the mentorship side of things. Just a few more minutes here to kind of close out. Blake, tell us what an Army Ranger is.
So an Army Ranger is kind of the elite, the premier infantry force for the Army. So everything from raids on high-value targets to basic infantry tasks and some stuff in between as well.
What drew you to that corps?
I just wanted to be able to really do something valuable for my country and for my family. And I had a mentor, actually, as a child growing up, and they had been a ranger in special forces, and they said if I really wanted to make an impact, so pick one of those two options.
That sounds and thank you again for your service. And I know you've taken that another step, and you're helping other veterans. And I kind of want to make sure we get that message out here. It's veteransnavigation.org, this VNN. You talked about it being born out of a realization of some difficulties that you were having transitioning and helping other people transition as well. Mentorship, a big part of that. What else can VNN do?
Yeah, so we can help veterans get involved before COVID happened. There was an issue maybe with veterans self-isolating, and they go to their job and go immediately home afterwards, and not really interacting with people because people out there don't necessarily understand what they went through, like I spoke about earlier with my own transition. But we can offer, and what we're going to start offering is events for veterans to just reach out to each other and be able to talk to each other, be able to communicate with that person that's has experienced those things, and get them out in the community, get them active in their communities. Especially Yellowstone County has, Dustin had talked about, there's a ton of nonprofits and organizations in Yellowstone County that want to help veterans, and veterans just have to take that first step of asking for help. And I think that getting them out of their house and getting them involved for a lot of them is that first step.
Yeah. Hey, Dustin, what's working for you guys over there at Veterans Business Outreach Center?
It's getting connected with other groups that are doing big things, right? So we handle three states. We're trying to connect veterans with business ownership opportunities. So really that's the key, is that we get connected with groups like Blake throughout our region. And really that is the message for veterans is to reach out. I think, we talked about the World War II generation starting businesses at higher rates, and I think in some cases actually let's be honest, in many ways there are a lot of things about our society at that time that were better than they are now, right? Where where social organizations were stronger, churches were stronger, we were a more rural world. And often when I got out of the military, I got right into a job at a manufacturing company or something. Things are harder. And I think understanding that is important for not only veterans to know, but also for the rest of our communities, that that there are some difficult things, that connection doesn't mean on Facebook, right? That we need to be connecting face-to-face and with each other, and that that frankly, our country needs veterans, not just while they're serving the military, that we need veterans in our communities after they get out as well.
Yeah. Hey, we're out of time, you guys. Veteransnavigation.org. Any final words for us, Blake?
No, just if there's any further questions about our organization, you already said the website, but, we're always looking for volunteers and just anybody who's willing and wanting to get involved with helping veterans, whether they're a veteran themselves or not. Always looking for those kind of folks to help us out.
Thank you for that spirit, sir. And Dustin Frost, one last hit on the best practices for hiring veterans tomorrow.
Yeah, go to BigSkyEconomicDevelopment.org and definitely encourage you to get registered. Throughout the state of Montana, it's a Zoom event, so we want anybody and everybody.
9 a.m. tomorrow. Thanks a lot, you guys, very much for your service, as well as your service to your continuing service. God bless you.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers, and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.